The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Morse, your host of Container Corner, where we explore all things related to growing plants in containers. Here's a little about me. I'm an advanced master gardener, private chef, wine guru, and writer. I love growing things, especially vegetables, and I'm really into getting people excited about gathering the skills they need to nourish themselves with plants. I have a degree in sociology from Indiana University, but my passion is organic gardening and sharing the importance of growing what you eat. I've been actively gardening since 1996. The subject of today's podcast is the three best self-watering planters. What is a self-watering container? What they are is a cunning option for container gardening. First, unlike typical containers, these planters have no drainage holes in the bottom, but do have an overflow hole. There is a water reservoir at the bottom of the planter. The growing medium sits on a porous or perforated platform above the water, allowing the plant to absorb water as needed. They also visually show caregivers when the reservoir needs to be refilled. What are the pros? Several benefits stand out when considering the three best self-watering planters: convenience, water conservation, healthier plants, nutrient retention, and consistent watering stand out as the biggest pluses. These pots are ideal for busy people by reducing the need for constant watering. They are environmentally friendly and can benefit the plants themselves. When planted in a normal container, excess water drains out of the hole at the bottom, washing away nutrients. Self-watering containers are a closed system, keeping vital nutrients in the soil to feed your plant. Optimal plant growth from consistent watering is the key advantage of self-watering plants. They provide the perfect amount of moisture with ease. And the cons? There are a few drawbacks to consider when looking to invest in self-watering containers. First, the water in a self-watering pot cannot be removed easily. It requires tipping the planter completely on its side, which can be tricky to manage. It also can lead to spills of soil and water, which may damage foliage. Second, plants that require very moist soil may struggle with bottom-up watering systems. Selecting appropriate plants for your self-watering container is important. Self-watering pots will never properly soak aquatic plants, for instance. The three best self-watering planters. Best overall. While researching, this one kept coming up in lists and reviews. It's a traditional look, inexpensive, with great reviews. The Winston Porter Cameron self-watering planter is a winner. Best features of this guy are, and note that it doesn't include a saucer, self-watering disc helps prevent damaging root rot and helps allow oxygen to easily access plant roots. All-weather durability with UV protection. The matte finish is made with a lightweight plastic resin material, and it has optional knockout drainage holes. Excuse me. Best budget option. Well under $20, $16.66 actually, this 8-inch option from Amazon is great and a great way to start with self-watering containers. The HBS Services USA 8-inch self-watering and self-aerating windowsill garden comes in shiny white, boasts a very deep well capable of holding 2 weeks of water, and has a bottom saucer to protect your floors and carpet. Finally, the best splurge. A favorite for size, aesthetics, and versatility, the Glowpeer self-watering planter box is a little spendy, but a lovely choice. It's listed on Amazon for $189 and currently has a $15 off coupon. Sturdy and safe, this rectangular planter is made of injection molded HDPE, UV and corrosion resistant, PBA free, and food safe. Glowpeer units can be plugged into each other for easy integrated watering and increased growing space. It's a raised unit and the reservoir is easily visible, so you know when you need to refill with just a glance. Perfect for several plants at a time, making it a must for urban gardeners.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.